sometime you didn't get any, the birds would eat it up, mm-hmm. and they quit. Well, when I was a child, or since then, you could get rice here for about $5 to $6 a hundred. Well, now it costs a lot more. I mean, you get rice now, I think, costs about 15 cents an hour mm-hmm. rice. But we eat rice with vegetables for dinner and leftovers for supper.
Let's see. Do you ever have hush puppies?
No, ma'am. We never have that. I've heard people talk about it. It's a cornmeal mixture, and you fry it along like you fry fish,
mm-hmm.
and brown it. My mother used to make what she called corn fritters.
Yeah, how were they made?
They was made like the hush puppy, similar, only it was fried in grease on a pan, and we eat that with a syrup or something like that.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Well, I never saw it. I don't know.
Okay. What do you call cornmeal that's boiled and you cook it the way you cook hominy grits?
Well, I don't know the difference between the meal and the hominy. What
okay.
I mean,
uh-huh.
what we have and use here is sifted. We get the meal and the grits together. Now you go to the store and you buy grits, you get a pearl grits, they call it. I mean, it's just the grits. Well, then you buy meal and you get just the meal. But we use the meal and the grits as a hominy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, have you heard people talk about mush or kush?
Yes, indeed. I've heard that, but my mother never cooked it.
Uh-huh.
She used the hominy left over. If she wanted to make a little something warm for supper, she'd take what was left over from breakfast and put a little grease in a pan, like a frying pan, and warm it that way. She called that fried hominy. It would brown, and if you liked milk with it, it was good like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, my grandmother, they made what they called mousse, and that was a mush. Taken brown meal in a pan and then put milk in it and brown that and stir it
mm-hmm.
and eat it with milk. But my mother never did like it and never cooked it.
Uh-huh. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
Well, it is bread. I mean, it's bread. My mother used to make it all the time, but now you buy it. Used to couldn't buy it, but now you can buy bread. We mostly brown bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly brown bread, and occasionally I get the boys like rye bread. They like rye bread. I don't care much for it, but they get a loaf of rye bread. At one time you couldn't buy stuff in Springfield. It wasn't nothing hardly there when I grew up. One little old store there. You couldn't buy nothing much. I reckon I tell you a lot of junk, but we lived here before the Seaboard Railroad was built, you see. It wasn't. The only railroad was the old Central
uh-huh.
over on the other side of the county. And the traffic from here into Savannah went by steamboat.
Good gracious.
Yes, ma'am. And if we had to have anything all that you couldn't bring up with a mule and cart or wagon, it come by the steamboat. I remember I had an uncle who lived down yonder about 2 miles or three toward the river, and he run a little country store, and if we needed a barrel of flour, that was the way it was shipped then.
Uh-huh.
And